morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
It's always great talking with you. And I know no matter what time I call, you're up because you're an early bird.
I am, but I apologize. I was a little late. I'm picking up the phone to call you this morning, so I apologize for that.
Well, don't worry about it. Let's talk about jobs and shipbuilding in the state of Michigan.
Well, you know, this yesterday's announcement by the Navy was just great. And let me just point out to all your listeners that the governor has been working for 8 years to diversify our economy and create jobs. And we know that we've always been an automobile manufacturing state, but obviously, what we've seen with globalization in the last 10 years really, we really needed to diversify our economy, and the governor has laid the groundwork for that. And what we have focused on doing is growing new sectors in our economy, and one of those sectors is Homeland Security and Defense. And yesterday's announcement is really the result of that. For those of your listeners who haven't seen the news or seen the press release or heard it on the radio, the federal government announced yesterday that they are going to award a contract to Marinette Fincantieri, which is a partnership with Lockheed Martin, and they are going to build Navy ships up in the Menominee Marinette area of the Wisconsin-Michigan border. It's just great news. It's going to mean over 3,000 Michigan jobs, both direct and indirect, as a result of this project.
So will those jobs be new jobs that are created and people will have to relocate to work?
Well, again, these are new, you know, there are direct jobs and indirect jobs, and there are a lot of new jobs because this is a project. What they announced yesterday is the Navy's plans to spend more than $28 billion to build new ships. They're a fast, shallow draft warship that's designed to ply the nearshore seas and coastal waterways through which the Navy's larger ships can't sail. And so this is a huge new project, and yes, there'll be a lot of new jobs created, not only in the Upper Peninsula, but also throughout the state of Michigan. I mean, we expect that there'll be an impact on Detroit, Grand Rapids, Troy, wherever we have suppliers that will be, you know, helping Marinette Fincantieri with this project.
40 to 50 suppliers, you hope.
Yeah, there's a lot of. What I'm saying is that I think there's probably more than 50 Michigan suppliers that Lockheed Martin will be using to, obviously facilitate these projects.
What's the governor working on today and this weekend?
Well, yesterday, I mean, the governor, of course, the governor is in Seoul, South Korea today. She left Wednesday afternoon for a four-day mission. It's very brief, but meeting with three companies, including LG Chem, which has a presence here in Michigan with Compact Power. They're a real player in the whole battery space. Advanced battery space that we know our automobile companies are moving toward. And so she's meeting with them and a couple of other companies, but I want to point out that while she was in Seoul, South Korea yesterday, she spoke to the Secretary of the Navy to talk about this project, to thank them for this announcement. And I also want to point out that when the governor was overseas in the spring in Italy, she also met with the CEO of Fincantieri to sort of cement this project. So this is all part of the governor's effort to go anywhere, do anything to bring jobs to this state.
Thanks, Liz. We'll talk with you soon.
Tony, it's always a pleasure.